So, can you just tell me a little bit about yourself, like where you reside and what you do?
Sure. My name is Ann Sullivan Tracy, and I'm 45. I live on Cape Cod, and I'm a mother of a 7 and 10-year-old, and I work part-time as a freelance product designer, and also I have a blog for fun.
Awesome. So, where is or where was your favorite bookstore located?
That's a good question. Well, I guess my favorite bookstore is the Barnes and Noble in Hyannis, which is, the next town over from me.
Okay.
There's like been other bookstores in my life that I've really liked too, and the different places I've lived, but Barnes and Noble's is it's a nice big one with lots of big selection, and it's fun to go there.
Okay, cool. So, how frequently would you say you visit bookstores?
Let's see. I'd say probably once a month.
Okay.
I definitely go to the library more often, but bookstores are fun because all the new books are sitting right there, all shiny brand new books. So
Yeah.
just fun to at least go to get inspired on what I might pick at the books at the sorry at the library. And also I do take my kids there as like a treat. I'd much rather buy them something from the bookstore than I'd much rather take them into a bookstore than a toy store.
Okay, cool. So, what type or genre of books do you enjoy looking for or reading the most?
I love children's books. I always go there first. I don't know why. I don't know. I guess I sort of never grew out of picture books. I love the art in picture books. And yeah, I mean that's like where I'll go first, and I'll look at some of the new creative picture books. And but I also really like biographies too. Adult biographies, inspirational stories, and occasionally really good fiction I like too, but I'm much more I'm I it has to be really good. It has to be really believable, the fiction.
Okay, so do you look for books more for fun, research, or for your kids?
Definitely for my kids and fun, and I kind of group those together. I love reading to my kids and with my kids, and I just get really inspired by reading with them and for them children's books.
When do you think? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, that's really it.
Okay. So when did you start getting interested in books?
My mother was pretty good at reading to us, like taking us to the library. When I was a kid, there wasn't a bookstore in our town. In fact, that Barnes and Noble that's in Hyannis, that first came there after I went off to college. So I can't even really remember going to a bookstore, but we went to the library, and my mom would pick the books, and she kind of like would point to the pictures and talk about the art on the pages, and I just have a really strong memory of that, and that kind of developing my interest in my I guess that's it.
Okay.
Like, kind of.
Well, I saw on your blog that you have many activities based on books, so can you tell a little bit about that?
Sure. I love books a lot. I love children's books a lot. And I feel like a great way to learn. I think you can learn almost anything from books, and you can and it's like, it's a free way to learn. I mean, if you're getting them from the library. And I think following books with activities is like a great way to reinforce what you're learning from mm-hmm. from the book, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. So, you know, I guess because I started the blog when I was slow. I didn't have a lot of projects going on for work, and I kind of felt like it could be a way for me to use my creativity coming up with crafts and things like that, and mm-hmm. Kind of connecting them with the books is really kind of fits in with my strong focus on learning, and so that's kind of how it developed.
Okay, very cool. So you mentioned you go to libraries more often than bookstores. Is that just because they're free, or what do you prefer over each?
Definitely because they're free. we normally have like 50 books out at a time. But I do think it's important to buy books too, because I don't think that it's an industry that I really want to support. I wouldn't want to only get my books at the library, and that would be the main reason. It's because I would want to support the publishing industry. So we do buy books. If we really love a picture book, and we get it out more than once, we will buy them. And occasionally I'll buy fiction if I think it's like a new book or something, and I don't think I'll be able to finish it in the time at the library, or just even for a treat, I'll buy books for myself too. But definitely I would go broke if we only went to the bookstore and not the library.
Yeah. So can you expand on why you want to support publishing companies and bookstores? Why you think they're important?
Yeah. Every time I go to Barnes & Noble, I think, God, please don't go out of business.
Yeah.
And I'll spend $50 there or something like that, and I'll think, I hope everybody else is spending some money here and not just on Amazon. I mean, Amazon is great because, you know, they have everything, you know. A lot
right.
of times you're looking for something specific, you might not find it at the mm-hmm. bookstore, but if they went out of business, you know, you couldn't go and flip through books. I mean, how would you ever, yeah, I guess you could go to the library to see the picture books, but, you know, again, you're not going to see all the new ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to support them because, you know, if they go out of business, we wouldn't have it, you know.
Right.
That would be terrible. I don't think the publishing industry can be supported by libraries alone.
Right. So also another reason for my bookstores probably closing are like online books and Kindles. So what is your opinion on those kind of e-readers?
Okay. I mean, I've read books that way. I've read books on my tablet. There's something pretty magical about finding out about a book, you know, at night or something, and then being able to read it, like start reading it instantaneously when you buy it
mm-hmm.
Online.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that reading a physical book is so uncomplicated. You know, I mean, you don't have to worry about running out of power.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about dropping it. I think one nice thing, I like that you can make the text bigger. My eyes are kind of going like that on Kindles. But, yeah, I mean, there's something just so easy about a physical book, not having to worry about, like I said, power and all that.
Right.
So, in my mind, they would hopefully continue to coexist. They both have their kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then, you know, of course, picture books. And they're just, I can't imagine they'll ever be the same, you know, on a tablet. you just can't really, you know, duplicate the resolution and the size and all that. So, and, you know, the texture of the paper and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can never really, I mean, you can do different things. And again, I think that they coexist because, you know, picture books online, maybe that's more like, you know, have, they have sort of interactive features, but, you know, physical books can have different kinds of interactive features, you know?
Right.
I hope that the electronic books just make publishing bigger, not take away from traditional. That's kind of how I see it.
Right. All right, so that's all my questions. If you have
Oh, I have one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one more. Another great thing I think about like Kindles and e-publishing
mm-hmm.
is that I think more can be published. I think traditional publishing is pretty exclusive.
Okay.
And my opinion on this has evolved a little bit. I used to kind of think, well, you know, we don't have time really to get, you know, we kind of like that filter of all those editors and editors along the way to getting something published, kind of weeding out all the bad quality
mm-hmm.
material. But I've kind of evolved to think that self-publishing books, that there's a real value there. And
okay.
I'm kind of thinking that that's another positive thing. I don't know how it's going to play out as far as... Sorry?
Okay. Interesting point.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how it will play out as far as, like, you know, will there just be too much to weed through to get to the good stuff? But at least it kind of gives more people opportunities to get into publishing, you know?
Yeah.
Especially talented writers and illustrators.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, is this kind of what you're looking for?
Yeah, definitely. Just any of your opinions or experiences is awesome. Do you have any other things to add about books or bookstores in your life?
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's nothing really quite like going into a bookstore, like a really big
mm-hmm.
one, and it's quiet and everything's new, and it's like, it's almost like, you know, it's so inspiring.
Yeah.
I guess that feeling, I get that feeling every time I go into Barnes & Noble. And I guess that feeling makes me say that to myself every time, that I hope they don't close.
Yeah.